The Cardinals and the Brewers at Miller Park on Wednesday. Hello, Hank. And hello, Yadier. One of these two big dogs would have a big night at the plate. Here's a hint. It wasn't Hank.
1-1 coming back. Hit in the air, center field, hit well. Broxton going back towards the alley, angling, and it is gone. Into the Cardinals' bullpen goes Yadier Molina. His 11th home run of the season, and the Cardinals take their first lead of the series.
Cardinals are on the bat here in the sixth inning. Yadier Molina is going to lead things off. And this one hit in the air to left. Deep, drawn back, and this one is gone for Yadier Molina. He goes deep for the second time tonight. First pitch off of Brent Suter here in the sixth inning, and Molina hit it out of here and left. He hit number 11 back in the fourth inning, hit that one out of here in right center. Now goes out of here and left. That's his third hit tonight. He's doubled and homered twice. 2-1 delivery. Here it is. Colton Wong sends one to right center and deep. Trouble. Broxton will play this one off the wall. One run's going to score. Here comes run number two, and the throw coming home. Cut off, and St. Louis adds two more on a big base hit by Colton Wong. Target goes up. And the pitch by Brevia is hit in the air to left center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Jesus Aguilar. And the Brewers right back in it now. It is 5-4 St. Louis on a huge home run by Jesus Aguilar. That's his 10th of the year. His second as a pinch hitter. And they're right back in it. 5-4 Cardinals. 2-2 coming back. Arcia went around on a check swing, and that ball popping away from Molina, but he throws out Arcia to complete the strikeout to end the inning.
Cardinals hang on for the 5-4 win, but it was a rather unhappy 24th birthday for Paul DeJong. He takes the golden sombrero following an 0-for-5 4K night. Keon Broxton collected a pair of hits after having just three hits in his previous 53 at-bats heading into Wednesday. After falling into a 5-1 hole, the Brewers mounted a late-inning comeback, but it was not quite enough as Milwaukee fell to St. Louis 5-4 at Miller Park on Wednesday. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
I mean, I think we had a ton of opportunities. I thought Weaver did a pretty good job. You know, we had a couple leadoff doubles, I guess, that didn't we couldn't get across the run. You know, we made it a one-run game and had the tying run up there a couple times, obviously, and just couldn't push that last run across.
What did you think of Suter tonight?
Well, he was good. He just, Yadier Molina got him. I mean, that was, you know, really the story of the game, is that Molina, you know, is really the first hitter that we've seen that's had a big game against him. So, you know, I haven't looked at the pitches yet, but, you know, he did, Molina obviously did a nice job and got some pitches he could hit. But other than that, I thought, you know, it was a good Brett start. I thought he pitched really well and did his job.
There's been some, you know, talk lately about how much Molina has left in the tank. As you prepare for them, do you still see him as a dangerous, you know, as dangerous as he's been?
No, I mean, for sure, yeah. I mean, he's a tough out, 100%. He's a very, very intelligent baseball player. We respect him every single time he's up there, for sure.
Still, Craig, those are manageable, right? I mean, he goes solo, and you feel like you can move out of that, but
yeah.
The one comes up with two outs. And
yeah, and then it's, you know, we got, you know, we brought JJ in. I thought, you know, tougher guy to bunt against, and maybe we get a, you know, get an out there, and we did. That worked out well. And then he left a sinker over the plate to Wong, unfortunately. And, you know, I'm thinking even, you know, one run and maybe at the most, but then we got a bunch of righties coming up, and I was hoping to get JJ through that and into the next inning, and he just made a mistake to Wong.
That part of the game,
of the game was a big swing because the previous inning you had an opportunity. And is that kind of a tricky part of the game to decide pinch hit or stick with Brent? And that's I think.
He was at about 75 to 80 pitches. I thought he was throwing the ball very well. He was throwing the ball very well. We got a bunt situation. It was a good situation and he executed the bunt. He did his job and put us in a spot. So I thought it set us up. And sometimes you're thinking about it's a good situation. He's throwing the ball well. Another inning out of your starter. It sets up your bullpen better for the next day as well. So I don't regret that decision. I'd move with that decision again for sure.
Speaking of the bullpen, how impressed were you with Torres for those two scoreless innings and then Hughes to come in and then?
Yeah, well, that was an important spot for sure. I mean, it gave us a chance to stay in the game, and that's what when you're coming in that spot, that's your job, is to put zeros up to give us a chance. And Carlos gave us two good innings and kept us in the game. Jared, kept us in there with a good inning. Manny made a really nice throw. So those guys certainly did their job and gave us a chance.
Craig, Keon got on base a few times with the bat on the ball. What did you see with his performance tonight?
Well, I think for Keon, it's just good. Some hits are good. Like we said, some results are good. That's what we sent him to AAA to get some confidence and have a little success down there. And obviously we know he's a player that when he gets on a roll can help us. So hopefully as we move forward here in the next couple of weeks, he's a guy that can really help us.
Craig, the late runs notwithstanding, the offense still is not clicking, right? I mean, would you agree with that?
Well, I mean, we didn't I don't think we came through with it. We didn't have any rallies to me that were big rallies, obviously. It was, looking for the two-out hit again, which is, like I said, we've done better than that, I think, for most of the season. So, we can put more pressure on the starting pitcher, for sure. I think we need to put more pressure on the starting pitcher.
The question is, is it just a funk, or at some point does it become pressing? And I don't know what the line is or what the definition is, but you've asked you this before, but do you see any signs that guys are just trying too hard?
I don't know how to evaluate that trying too hard. That's a tough one for me to figure out. That's not what I see. I see we got a couple guys struggling. I think that's part of it. Run scoring is kind of sequential guys having good at bats and putting together a string of guys getting on base. That's something that we haven't done. We had some, we had base runners tonight, but not that big, nobody out, second and third, or something like that, where that leads to a big inning. So that's certainly what we're missing. But I don't think it's trying too hard. We got to keep having good at bats, getting ourselves in good counts, and they'll start falling.
Roster move tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, we've optioned Wong to Colorado Springs.
The crew looked to bounce back on Thursday behind Matt Garza. He'll be opposed by Michael Wacha.